Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Good morning and welcome to Going Greyhounds on your Thursday, April 18, right here on Sky Sports Radio. Simon Orchard with you as always, and oh boy, do we have a show for you today as we keep punching towards one of the best nights on the Greyhound calendar this Saturday. I speak of Golden Easter Egg Final Night, $350,000 up for grabs for the winner of that race, not to mention we'll crown an Association Cup champion and find out who wins the Ultrasense and the Amber Solely as well. On the show today, we've got Luke Brown. He's the trainer of Wallachia Mist. That'll be coming up in just 5 or 6 minutes' time. Tony Zammit will come up shortly as well, the trainer of Val Policella. Can't wait to talk to those gentlemen. But McKenna, she's the dog on everyone's lips at the moment in the greyhound world. Georgie Alvaro is the proud owner of this super sprinter. He'll be hoping she continues on her merry way as he opens the batting on the program this morning. G'day, Georgie. How are the nerves, mate?
Not too bad, Simon. Still a couple of days out. They might ramp up come Saturday.
George, talk us through the journey over the last couple of weeks in particular. The second fastest greyhound in history at Wentworth Park in the heats and then backed it up with a super performance in the semi-finals last week, mate. How's it been watching for you?
It's been nervous, obviously, just before she jumps. Sort of, look, we all know whoever's involved in the dog. We know how fast she is, and we just, you know, you're hoping for luck. You need plenty of luck in this game, and hoping that she can do what we know she can do.
She's drawn box two in the final, Georgie. We'll talk about that in just a minute, about maybe who her greatest adversaries are in the big race. But take us back, mate, to when you first got hold of her. She obviously had that start at Shepparton earlier in the year before the Egg Series. But take us back to when she first came into the kennel and why you targeted her with Paula Bella.
Well, I've been friends with Paul for years, and he's trained a few dogs for me along the way. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of success, and we're always looking to see if we can find the next superstar. Doesn't always work out that way, but Paul just had he just kept going on about McKenna. Every time we spoke about maybe looking to buy a new dog, he kept talking about McKenna, and so we watched her with interest as she went along, and then I said to him, I said, look, approach Lee and Michelle, because I'd done a bit of business with them before. I'd sold them a dog a few years back, and just see if she's available for sale. And he got back to me, he said she is, so the deal was done.
It's been a pretty good deal so far, mate. There's still, of course, to pay back what I imagine was a pretty expensive price tag. But talk us through, I guess, the pre-egg couple of weeks where she hurt herself at Shepparton and maybe the egg was in doubt, Georgie.
Well, look, she was always coming up to Michelle, Sultana and Daryl up here after the series there at Shepparton, but she actually pulled up sore after the heat win. And the first phone call I got from Paul was, I think she's out of the egg, mate. She's tweaked a monkey muscle there, and he goes, I think she's out. I said, oh, well, she's got to come first, so it is what it is. Obviously disappointed, but then I get a phone call 24 hours later, and he said, she's on her way to Sydney. I said, what happened? He said, Daryl said, put her on the plane. He said, he's got a good friend up here and a good friend of mine, Mark Ferrugia, has got a water walker. He said, I'll be able to work her there and see if we can get her to the egg. So it was a bit dicey, but if it wasn't for Mark's help and Matt Kwong, they all played their part. If it wasn't for their help, definitely she wouldn't have got there. So it's been a team effort.
You're listening to the voice of George Alvaro, the proud owner of McKenna, who's going to start a red-hot favourite in the Golden Easter Egg on Saturday night. Mate, I guess knowing what we know now about the water walker and potentially being out of the egg, the fact she came out and ran 29.20 is even more impressive. Let's focus in on the big final, Georgie, and let's start by a story you were telling me earlier in the week about you and your wife and the fact you go to the egg every year. What did she say? What has she been saying to you over the years, mate?
This was years ago. I'm going to the egg, and she sort of, just like a throwaway line, saying, she goes, I don't know why you go out there. She goes, I don't think you'll ever win one, sort of thing, you know. And, hey, she's been right so far, and I still haven't won one, you know. But we're always there to dream, and that's what I sort of said to her. You know, I'll go out there, watch the best go around, and then I'll dream that one day I can have one good enough to win that sort of race, you know.
Yeah, and I reckon there's plenty of people listening today wishing they're in your position. Yeah. Let's focus in on the final. McKenna box two, as we mentioned, Really short price favourites. Zipping Megatron, the second elect. Nat Al-Sheba in box four. Finesse is in the one. I guess maybe that's the only query, Georgie. Do you look at the form and maybe if Finesse will run up the track a bit? Do you have any worries about being involved with those superstars to the outside of McKenna as well?
Got plenty of worries, mate. They're all good animals. They don't give golden Easter eggs out every day of the week. She's going to have to be on her best behaviour and do everything right. The one does look like it wants to get off. It's not crazy to go to the outside, but we just don't want to get touched at all. So if the one comes out as good as us, yeah, it might be a bit hairy going on the first turn, but we just hope that she does what we know she can do and sort of take luck out of the equation, just jump to the front and hope that she can hold on.
So much speed in the race. Nangar Jim, box five, all natural. The brother of JSJ in six. Nangar Larry, who... We're all wary of and know how good an animal he is in seven, and Marvel Zombie maybe will start one of the outsiders in box eight. What about the job of Michelle Sultana and Daryl Thomas? Obviously, Paula Bella, the trainer down in Victoria, Georgie, but those pair have done a wonderful job, haven't they, over the last couple of weeks,
mate,
in particular?
I can't say enough for them, honestly. They're a credit to themselves. They've moved heaven and earth for her, and this is the first time I've ever done business with her. I've known her for a while, but first time I've ever actually had a dog in the kennel. And honestly, I wouldn't hesitate to give them another one. They've just gone above and beyond for her, and I can't thank them enough. Win, lose, or draw on Saturday night.
I think you'll be at the track Saturday night, George. If you are to take out the golden Easter egg, mate, $350,000 a race that's steeped in history and prestige, how do you think you'd celebrate?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. There's a few people coming out. There might be 50 or 60 of us coming out, families and friends, so I'm sure we'll be having a few drinks into the wee hour morning and replaying the race about 4,000 times.
Well, she's an absolute star already, George. As I mentioned, second fastest ever greyhound at Wentworth Park, behind only Shaky Jakey. That time of 29.20. If she runs that, I think it's hers every day of the week. But you've got to have some luck in big races, and we wish you all the best, mate, ahead of the Easter egg Saturday night down there at Wentie Park. Go well.
Thanks, Simon. I appreciate it. And look, I wish all the other contestants the best of luck. As long as everybody gets good luck and it's a clean race, that's what we want.
Yeah, amen to that. Well done, Georgie. Georgie Alvaro there, the owner of McKenna. We'll take a quick break. On the other side, we'll come back with Luke Brown.
Thank you, Simon. They're down at the start for the running of race two at Rockhampton, the favoured way, Astra Star. $2.30, number three, B2, second line of betting at $4.40, and six, the home team at $5. Let's take you off to Russell Leonard for the call.
Go. On Sky Sports Radio, let's get back to Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, Simon Orchard bringing you Going Greys on your Thursday morning. A few gremlins on my end, sorry, but hopefully we've ironed them all out. I'll tell you what, we just spoke to Georgie Alvaro, and it's one-way traffic in the golden Easter egg betting at the moment. McKenna, $1.95 favourite with the tab. Zipping Megatron, $4.80. Nat Al-Sheba, $6. And you can get $10 about All Natural and Nangar Larry. That's race eight on Saturday night's program. As I said, one-way traffic in the egg. But our next guest, he'll step out in a much more even contest on Saturday night's big card. Luke Brown is the man I'm talking about. He trains Wallachia Mist. He'll go around in the Ultra Sense final, where seven of the eight dogs are in single figures with the tab right now. Let's say a big good morning to Lukey. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Simon. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Going really well, as is your greyhound, Wallachia Mist. Wonderful performer over the last, well, I'm going to say 6 months or so, mate. But take us back to the journey when she first came up to your kennel and what you've made of her since she arrived.
Yeah, she's been a tricky dog. Obviously, a few people had a go with her early on, and I don't think the penny completely dropped with her. And she's also very anxious greyhound, and one of those ones that always wants to be doing something and going somewhere. And I think being a small kennel here, we've sort of got the ability to pander to her needs as such. And I think we've sort of managed to settle her down, and metabolically, I think that's just had a good influence on her, and sort of with a bit of training, a bit of switching on, she's learned to relax and then perform on race night.
Good, certainly showing on the racetrack, Luke. You just go through the form and you see plenty of sharp runs, especially at Richmond. She's had a couple of goes at Gosford and more recently at Wentworth Park. Mate, what did you think of her tilt at the Oaks a couple of months ago? It's one of the only blemishes on her record, just missing out on the final there back in February. What did you think of her performances at Richmond and specifically in that series?
Yeah, it was a bit of mixed emotions there. We sort of knew that she was talented, and then we produced her early on in the year at Richmond, and she came out and ran 29.50, and we thought in the back of our mind that the Oaks would be a good race to target, so we went about doing that, and she drew box six in the heats and missed the jump, and she ran a massive race. I think she was last at the post the first time by a couple of lengths after copping a really early check, and she rattled home, ran up the back of a few dogs, and she ran into third, and there was three heats, so she was the slowest third, obviously encountering a fair bit of trouble, and she was first reserve. And then on the night, we nommed her for a heat of a fifth grade race, and she actually came out of box eight that night and then ended up going quicker than the Oaks was one in. So, and she did that from coming behind that night. So, you know, she verified to us that she had the ability to compete, but it was a little bit disappointing. And I guess that's just a lack of racing. Probably with a better box draw in the heat, she would have been in the final and been competitive.
You go to her last three starts, Luke, at Wentworth Park, a 30-20 performance, three back, then 31, which is a bit luckless, two back. And then last week, mate, they don't go much quicker to the first mark, 5:38, I think the first split time was. She just flew out and didn't give everything else a chance in the heat of the ultra sense. What did you think of that performance?
Yeah, it was a really, really good run. And you know, because she, like I mentioned, she's quite an anxious dog. And at the track, she gets so fired up. I was tentative to do any work with her to try and get her coming out of the box because I didn't want to put her over the edge. But after those runs at Richmond and then the couple that went with Park, she just wasn't coming out under the lids like I knew she had the ability to do. So we just bit the bullet and did a bit of that work with her. And, you know, it did fire her up a bit more than I wanted, but it seems to have got the result that we were after. And, yeah, she came out under the lids on Friday night and, you know, she ran a good first section.
A 29.55 performance. It's the fastest in the final field come Saturday night. You're listening to the voice of Luke Brown on Going Greyhounds. Valacia Mist, currently $4 second elect for the Ultra Sense final. Camilla Keeping from box seven is the favourite at the moment for Charmaine Roberts and Shane Stiff. What do you make of this final field, Luke? I know there's a lot of pace to the first mark. I think leg speed is probably one of the only dogs that's going to be lingering as they go into that first bend.
Yeah, it's a really tough race, and I think it's a race to who can get off that green mat first. I really do. I think, you know, the key for us, the seven's a really, really fast dog. You know, it's going to be trained to perfection. And I think it doesn't crash left, but it wants to drift across left. And I think if our bitch doesn't come out on terms with it and the seven can't see her there, it might start to make its way across, which could cause trouble for us. You know, but in saying that, if Missy can jump and get off that mat and get up alongside on the inside and the seven can see her there, I think it's a smart enough dog that it's not going to just crash left and take us out of the race. So I think that's the key for her, is to sort of come out at least with them and keep the seven running on a true path, and then hopefully we can sort of make our way down onto the rail and you know, deal with whatever's inside us down the back, hopefully.
I think your best is certainly good enough, Luke, but it's one of the races I'm looking forward to most on the card on Saturday night. As I said, seven of the eight runners at the moment in single figures, so it literally could be anyone's race. Last one, mate, before we let you go. The ownership group is vast, but there's some pretty big names in this group of owners. Can you tell us a little bit about some of them?
Yeah, mate, there's a couple of guys and girls in there that are heavily involved with the thoroughbred industry. There's we've got Jason Coyle, Kathy O'Hara, Charlie Duckworth. So, and then there's a couple of others as well that participate strongly in that industry. So, yeah, they thoroughly enjoy it. They really, really, you know, love the greyhounds, and you know, they show a lot of care and compassion and for every dog that they've had. And you know, being in that industry, they really appreciate and understand the effort that the animal's making. So they're always there for pats and ice creams and things like that afterwards to sort of reciprocate the effort that the greyhound's making for them.
No better food in the world for a dog than an icy cold ice cream after a good performance. Well, Luke, we're looking forward to Saturday night. We heard from George Alvaro before. He said he's got a big cast of fans coming down to watch, and I understand we've given away a few tickets to the ownership group of this greyhound as well. So best of luck. Race 6, the Ultra Sense, well, HMS second favourite at the moment, jumping from box 6. Thanks for jumping on Going Greys this morning, mate.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
There he goes, Luke Brown. Small team at the moment, but Wallachia Miss doing some wonderful things. Let's quickly get to our last guest of the day. Certainly one of the most well-travelled. He's been carting one of the best stays in the country all around this great land of ours over the past 12 months. He's had a lot of success. I'm talking, of course, about Tony Zammit, the Group 1 winning trainer of Val Policella. It's a pleasure to have him on the show this morning. Good morning, Tone.
Good morning. How's it up there?
Yeah, sun's shining out my window, mate, but I think there's some dreary conditions on the way. How are you, mate, and how is that star chaser of yours?
Oh, mate, she's fighting fit at the moment. She's done all her track work well all week, so she'll have a rest now between now and Saturday night. Like everything going all right, we'll be down there tomorrow.
Is it as simple as saying it's a race in two, Tony, between Val Policella and Palawa King?
Well, that's what they're all saying, but I never say that. When you've got eight dogs in a race, and particularly her and Palawa King, they're not brilliant beginners, so they're still, both of them have got to come from behind. So, you never rule out any dog in a final. That's what I've always been of that caliber, even though you might have the favourite, or as great Palawa King is and what she's been very, very good in the way she's raced in all her races. You can never rule out any dogs in the race, but agreeably, her and Palawa King are the main rivals in the race, put it that way.
The market certainly reflects that. 240 favouritism for Val Policella, 260 for Palawa King at the moment. Does box 8 concern you, Tony, or knowing her trade of just maybe flopping out the back, is box 8 going to suit her potentially on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, last week she had the one and she didn't begin all that well, and they were crowding her up a little bit. Because the box is at 700, they're a fair way out from the rail, so probably being in the 8 probably won't be too bad because of the fact that she won't get crowded up early. She good thing about her, In the racing, she's had 45 starts. Early in her career, I always wanted her in the 8. But when you look at the way she's been racing with the experience she's been having, she has been doing a little bit more when she's on the fence. But she'll also go round dogs if she's not on the fence. So she's got a little bit of track sense about her. A bit like Palawa King. Because he's always come from behind, he's learnt to weave his way through the field, and she's done the same. So I'm not overly concerned about being in the 8.
Both Group 1 stars as well, Tone, of course. Val Policella breaking through at the Meadows. Palawa King shooting for his fifth Group 1 first at Wentworth Park, I should say. Val Policella's got a pretty good record at Wentie as well, Tony. But how about form at the moment? She's won 4 of her last 5. She hasn't missed the top 2 in about her last 7 or 8 runs. Do you think she's going better than ever at the moment?
Oh, well, her run last week was a lot better than I expected, even though she hasn't run as quick the other night as what she has run there before. But I gave her a 6-week break after she won the Zoom Top, mainly with keeping in mind this race and the Ladbrokes 7:15 at Gardens next week. I was sort of thought, give her a bit of a break so she's coming back to her best when these two races are on. And that's how it's worked out with her so far. She's had those couple of 700s at Albion. I have given her a 600-metre trial and a 700-metre trial at the Gardens. So that's part of her preparation to come back as well. So, I'm pleased with the way she's going so far. So I'm hoping that, you know, she'll be at her best for Saturday night. And then...
Yeah, you spot on. Similar program to Palawa King and Jack Smith. Val Policella, $5 for the 7.15 prenum at the moment. So maybe have a play there. $2 a place, $5 a win. And the staying depth is a little bit limited at the moment. So maybe there's a bet looking ahead to the 7.15 as well. Tony, we know you do plenty of K's in the car, mate. We really appreciate you coming down and bringing this star chaser down to New South Wales. 45 starts, 24 wins, over $400,000 in prize money. She's a star, mate, and I can't wait to see her. Palawa King, and maybe even the likes of Kenya Amy Lockhorns on Saturday night. Safe travels, mate. We'll see you down there.
Oh, mate, you know, no, it's a great pleasure to be involved in racing with Stayers. And, you know, I just wish all the best of luck to all the finalists on Saturday night and hope.
Good on you, Tone. Appreciate your time on Going Greys this morning. There he goes, Tony Zammit, trainer of Val Policella. Her and Palawa King, as I mentioned, dominating the market for the Association Cup, the second of our Group 1s on Saturday night. Just quickly, some best bets around the state. Dapto tonight, race 4, number 3, Good Odds Honey. That's 4-3, Good Odds Honey, and 7-2, Grey Worm. Musselbrook, 5-4, Lidcombe Road. That's Musselbrook, 5-4, the best bet at Musselbrook today. And Saturday night, for what it's worth, I think Val Policella will win the Association Cup. I like Speedy Pie in the Ultra Scent, and I like McKenna to win the Golden Easter Egg and justify her heavy favouritism. That's Going Greys for another week. Jump on the dogs.com.au on Saturday night for our special coverage of the big night from Wentworth Park. The broadcast kicks off at around 6:30 p.m. Until next time, hooroo.